whoever's on the line, just star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome on to the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Coach Ferrante.
Good morning, Rob. How are we doing?
I'm well. Congratulations to your team, 6-0 for the first time since 2003. But hard-fought game Saturday on the road. You guys come out on top 35-28 at William & Mary. Just give me impressions on your team's performance.
Well, guys came out and we played well. We started off pretty quick, actually, you know, on the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, it's always going to take a little time to get used to the speed of how your other teams are playing their offense against your defense, no matter how good your scout teams do. So they did have an opening drive and went down the field and took the early lead 7-0. And then our defense settled in on the next few drives of the first half, and we had a chance to you know, go up by more than 7 at halftime, but we had a couple missed field goals there. So once we settled in on that opening drive defensively and offensively, we were moving the ball. I think we scored 3 consecutive touchdowns after our first possession. You know, we feel we settled in, and, you know, it's always tough to play in the CAA, as we know, and it's William & Mary is always a challenging place to play. I think the last times, 8 times in a row we played them, I think the game decided by a touchdown or less, regardless of who won it. And, you know, pretty long trip for us, probably our longest trip of the year. But our guys responded well, and, you know, you're always going to be in a dogfight in the CAA, and we did exactly what we needed to do at the end to secure the win both offensively and defensively. So real proud of how the guys, you know, hung in there and kept the resilience that I've talked about earlier in the year and found a way to win at the end.
I have several media questions in queue if you'll get those for us, Hillary.
Your first question comes from Wayne Epps with the Richmond Times.
Hey, Coach, when you look at the JMU defensive front, what stands out the most about that unit? Obviously, there's some experience there, and each of the last 2 games, they have 5 sacks. So what stands out the most when you kind of, you know, scout those guys?
Well, you can start with the front, but then you can look at their linebackers and their secondary, and I don't see a weakness anywhere. But up front, to answer your question specifically, they're big, they're fast, and they're physical, and very athletic. So we're going to have our hands full for sure, and, you know, facing a really good defense. I believe they have 10 starters back from a year ago, and, you know, I don't see many weaknesses offensively, defensively, or special teams, if you want to just talk about the whole picture. But defensive front-wise, the 4 guys they have and then some guys they rotate through are very good, and they do a great job with their scheme, and, you know, they're well-coached and, like I said, very fast, physical, and they get after the ball and get after the quarterback.
All right, and then just looking at Daniel Smith, what's impressed you the most about the way he's played, you know, coming off another strong performance at William & Mary on Saturday?
Yeah, Dan does a really good job managing the game. He makes great pre- and post-snap decisions, does a good job reading the defense, and for the most part taking what, you know, is there, what they're, he doesn't try to force too many plays in there, and he gets rid of the ball quickly. So Dan's been a really good addition to our program, and he's done a phenomenal job, as I said, managing the game, knowing where the ball needs to go most of the time, and, you know, we're just happy that he's performing at the level he's performing right now.
All right, and lastly, do you have an update on Justin Covington after he came out on the second quarter of Saturday?
No, Cov wanted to go back in. He twisted his leg there a little bit, got uncomfortable. Our trainers and our medical staff felt it was best to not have him go back in, but he was chomping at the bit to get back in there. So we're going to get him looked at today or at the latest tomorrow, and then we'll have a better idea as to what his status is for this week coming up.
All right. Thank you.
Your next question comes from Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Mark. What jumps out to you about James Madison's rushing attack? They've gone over 300-plus rushing yards each of the past 2 weeks. What jumps out to you?
Well, their line, it always starts up front, as everyone will tell you. The running backs, the quarterbacks, and coaches will say the same thing. You know, games are won and lost in the trenches, and they're able to, you know, move the football. They're blocking well. They're big. They're strong. They have good athletes up there. The running backs are running hard. They kind of, you know, rotate guys through with some older guys, and Van Horst, the younger guy there, they do a really good job there. And then I think the pass game, Ben's really efficient in the pass game. I think he's completing over 70% of his passes. You know, they don't throw it the most of anybody, but they're definitely very efficient and all those things. And when you can have the passing game and the balance that they've been able to have in these games that they're having prior to this one coming up, it's going to open up the run game, and that's kind of what's helped our running game, to be honest with you, this year as well. You know, we have pretty good balance, able to run the ball as well as throw the ball, and they're very much the same way. So if teams are loading up the box, they can run some plays and play action, and Ben gets the ball to the various wide receivers and tight ends that they have in their program. And then when you spread your defense out a little bit to take care of that part, they have the ability to run the ball. So they're doing a phenomenal job, and I think one complements the other.
Yeah. Can you guys, since Jamie already played Elon, can you take things from that? Elon runs a similar defense to you guys, make adjustments off of that, because it's similar, and there's maybe a blueprint or something there that you can find.
Yeah, you're going to look at all the games, and yes, there's some similarities there. Obviously, Coach Billy Crocker down there at Elon was with us for a number of years, so we do base our stuff out of a similar front and alignment standpoint, but we're not the same, and, you know, there are going to be differences, and the bottom line is, yes, when you get into this point of the season where you have 6, 7, and 8 games, you know, when you get later in the year, you know, you're going to look at the opponents that maybe have similar things to what you do to see how they attack them, whether it be offense, defense, or special teams. So, yeah, we'll take a look at all the games. But, you know, Stony Brook's a good barometer as well for certain things. So we try to do as thorough a job as we can and, see what was good. But the bottom line is we're going to go out and execute our game plan and focus on what it is that we want to do and what we can do well and, just make sure that we can execute at a consistent high level.
Got it. Thank you.
Your next question comes from Eric Watkins with BU Sports.
Good morning, Coach. Regarding Justin Covington, what was the nature of the injury? And you said he'd be followed up on over the next day or two?
Yeah, he just got hit sideways and hurt his lower leg a little bit. So he's going to get the thing looked at, an X-ray, MRI, and I believe that's scheduled for later today. So we'll know tomorrow what the extent of that is.
Thank you. And how would you could you speak a little to how your defense adjusted in the absence of Amin Black with his injury, and what impressed you about how the defense responded?
Well, we're going to rotate linebackers through all the time anyway, and Amin was a nice presence in the middle for us. So, you know, Forrest and Drew Wiley and, you know, all of our other linebackers are doing a phenomenal job. It just gave opportunities for some of the younger guys. Questin Townsend and Elijah Solomon are going to have to play a little more now in Amin's absence. So, we're just going to have to lean on some of the younger guys as opposed to having juniors and seniors in there. We're going to have to line up with some sophomores and some freshmen. But, our defense is playing well. Ola Adams, our defense coordinator, is doing a good job with the rest of the staff over there, changing things up. You know, there's some games where we blitzed a little bit more and been more aggressive style of defense, and then 2 weeks ago we, you know, kind of sat there and only rushed 3 majority game against Maine. So, you know, we're just trying to mix things up a little bit. We're going to rotate guys through, but our linebackers are playing really well right now, and our guys up front are doing a good job. You know, doing their job is keeping linemen off the linebackers so the linebackers can make the plays.
And lastly, what do you think is the most unique challenge that Daniel Smith will be faced as a quarterback going up against JMU this weekend?
Well, it's like every game in the CAA. You know, you're going to face teams that are going to, I don't know if they're going to change their scheme. I don't think they're going to try to do anything differently. They're going to go with the style that they play. So I just hope Dan can continue to protect the football, make the decisions that he's been making, run the ball when he has to. He's done a good job getting out of trouble at times with some scrambles, and then we have some quarterback runs that he's done a good job reading and, you know, getting the ball down the field and moving the sticks as well. So I just hope Dan continues to play the level that he's playing, managing the game, and he's been a consistent performer for us. So hopefully that'll continue as we go down to Harrisonburg.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate your help.
Mark, before I let you go, you guys, I think, lead all of FCS right now with 4 road wins out of your 6-0 start. How much does your success and experience on the road so far this season, how much do you think that might help you going to Harrisonburg?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, I think that's just the scheduling. I think the reason we lead the FCS with 4 is because we've had more than anybody else. So our guys are doing a good job handling the trips that we've been having, The William & Mary one's probably the longest one. I think the JMU one here coming up will be about, hopefully, barring any traffic or construction concerns along the highway, be an hour shorter and all that. So our guys have been doing a great job accepting the challenges of being on the road, and we're looking forward. And obviously, when you go down to JMU and the stadium down there, it'll be a great environment. So, you know, we'll go into their hostile stadium with their fans cheering. And, you know, like I said before, when someone asked me, how do you feel about playing in front of big crowds, our guys love it, regardless if they're cheering for you or cheering against you. It's always good to have a big stadium with a big crowd. So our guys will be up for the challenge. And, again, you know, the road, the fourth road or fifth road game, whatever it is, you know, you take your schedule and you go with it.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for your time today. Safe travels to Harrisonburg, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Rob.